This is the Productive Founders Week, written by Theo Brennan, read for you by Theo Brennan. Introduction: Why Most Productivity Advice Fails the Self-Employed. A founder I worked with for 2 years, a woman named Priya, who runs a four-person product studio in Toronto, sent me a message one Friday afternoon that said, "I read 3 productivity books this month and I'm getting less done than I was in March. Can we talk on Monday?" We talked. The problem wasn't that the books were bad. 2 of them were genuinely useful. The problem was that all 3 were written for someone with a manager, a team standing up at 9, a calendar populated by other people, and a paycheck that arrived whether or not she shipped anything that week. Priya had none of those things. She had a husband, 2 kids in school, 4 contractors in 3 time zones, 6 active clients, a backlog of ideas she'd been carrying around for 18 months, and the structural reality that if she didn't decide what to do this morning, no one else would decide for her. That gap between productivity advice written for people and companies and the lived experience of running your own work is what this book is about. It's not a complaint about the productivity industry. There are useful ideas in it, but most of those ideas were stress tested inside large organizations, where the system around you absorbs a lot of friction you can't see. The calendar is a shared resource. The priorities arrive from somewhere above you. The end of the day is signaled by everyone else leaving. The week has a shape you didn't have to design. When you're self-employed, none of that infrastructure exists. You wake up on Monday, and the week is a blank field. You can spend it on the work that compounds, the proposal, the deep build, the client conversation that opens a door. Or you can spend it on whatever felt loudest at 9:14 in the morning on your phone. By Friday at 5, both versions of you will feel like you worked hard. Only one will have produced something worth defending. I've been self-employed for 12 years. I ran an agency for 7 of those years and then sold most of it. I now coach solo founders, 2-person teams, and small studios on weekly cadence, how to set up a week that produces results without burning you out, how to recover when it doesn't, and how to keep doing it past the first 18 months when the novelty wears off. I've watched roughly 400 founders work through their weeks in detail. Some of them are doing extraordinarily well. Some of them are exhausted and underpaid. The difference between the 2 groups is rarely talent and rarely luck. It's almost always structure. Here's what I mean by structure. A founder who's doing well has 3 to 5 practices they run every week without negotiation. They know what those practices are. They can name them. They can tell you what time those practices happen. They can tell you what they say no to in order to protect those practices. When a hard week hits, a sick child, a client emergency, a server fire, those practices bend but don't break. When a great week happens, those practices are what turned it from luck into a pattern. A founder who's struggling will often have the same hours, the same number of clients, sometimes the same revenue, but they have no structure they can name. Their week is a reaction. Their day is a firefighting drill. Their calendar is empty of self-directed blocks and full of things other people put there. When you ask them what their morning practice is, they say, "I don't really have one. I just try to start." When you ask them how they choose what to work on this week, they say, "I look at what's most urgent. The work gets done. Most of it. But the work that compounds, the work that takes the business from where it is now to where they want it to be in 2 years, sits untouched in a notes app under a heading they haven't opened since March. You can teach the first version. I've done it many times. The teaching is not glamorous, and it is not particularly novel. It is mostly about subtraction. Most founders don't need more tools. They need fewer. Most founders don't need a more sophisticated task system. They need a calendar that holds. Most founders don't need to optimize the hours they have. They need to protect 3 time blocks a week from a world that's trying to take them. This book is built on a set of opinions I've earned the hard way. I'll name them now so you can disagree with them as we go. The first opinion is that the calendar is the source of truth, not the task list. A task list is a wish list. A calendar is a commitment. If something matters, it has a time. If it doesn't have a time, you're not going to do it, and you should stop pretending you are. The second opinion is that the right week has 3 real priorities, not 10. 10 priorities is no priorities. 3 is the most a human can hold while still doing the